Okay, good morning, everybody. So Shlishi of Kisavo is really an extraordinary aliyah. It reflects the bris between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. It's, as the Ramban says, Ki Yom Sinai, as Moshe began Sefer Dvarim by, Hoi Yom Moshe Levayera Satara Zos Lemor. And now that biur has come to its conclusion, and the Ramban says it's Yom Sinai, so it's a new Kabbalah Satara. And it reflects the bris, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people. The Gemara in Gittin and Daphne and Zion picks up on this and says, it's Hashem Hemarta Yom Vashem Hemircha Yom, that reciprocal language is Shavua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be Mavir or Sana B'Uma Acheres. We, of course, will not be Mavir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'el Acher. Likewise, the Gemara in Brachos understands the reciprocity. Targum Unklus picks up on it, right? Chativa Achas Ba'olam. The Targum here, right, for, Chataft Yomadein, Vashem Chatvach Yomahadein. So Chativa Achas Ba'olam, Chativa Achas Ba'olam, Shema Yisrael Shem Begin Vashem Bechad, Mikam Chayisol Goyechad Ba'aretz, right? Rashi is a little bit, more circumspect about what exactly this, word means. Hemarati says inlam eid mochiach b'mikra, but it's hafrasha v'havdala, right? Separation, different perspectives on what that actual word means, but it's clear that it's reciprocal. Now, what I think is so fascinating about this is the first direction is readily understandable. It's Hashem hemarat ayom lios l'chal elokim v'alachas bidrachav lishmor chukav mitzvosav mishpatav lishmor bekolo. So whether you want to say it's hafrasha or havdala, whether you want to say it's chativa achas ba'olam shema yisrael shem okein v'shem echad, the way that we are merome megadel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to quote the Ramban's language, or separate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to quote Rashi's language, or unify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to quote Unklus's language, is by fully embracing the Torah, as Ramban says, b'dikdukeha, b'pirtoseha, b'ferusheha, right, and even with some more subtlety, right, v'lalechas bidrachav, the Ramban says, that's asisa yasher v'atov, that's gemilos chasadim, as well. But what exactly is Vashem Hemir Chayom? So you'd expect Vashem Hemir Chayom to be, as the next pasuk says in Yotes, Ulasiticha Elyon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu separates us by, elevating us. The Ramban picks up on that. He says Latifares means that we can be Mispa'er Aleihem, that we have, a certain license vis-a-vis the Umos Ha'olam, never licensed to be immoral, but a certain kind of royal status. But what's so fascinating is the way that we're Meromim Hashem is Al Yedei Kabbalas HaTorah. Vashem Hemir Chayom, you would expect that would mean, especially if you were a materialist, in the Marxist sense of the term, that you'd be elevated over everybody else, but that's not what it says. Vashem Hemir Chayom, Lios Lo La'am Segula Kasher Diber Lach, V'Leshmor Kol Mitzvosav. It seems backwards, right? That should be the way that we're Meromim, that we select, that we demonstrate our fealty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way that we demonstrate our fealty to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hashem Hemar Tahayom should be Al Yidei Shmiras HaMitzvos. And that's in fact what it says, Lishmor Chukav Mitzvosav. So how exactly is Vashem Hemir Chahayom, Hashem making us, either a Chativa Achas, either Hafrasha V'Havdala, either, Romamus Gedula, whatever you understand Vashem Hemir Chah to mean, how exactly is that achieved Al Yidei Shmiras HaMitzvos? How exactly does that reflect our Gedula? So here we have a seminal Ramban, and this is extraordinary. V'amar V'Hashem Hemir Chayom, Ki Hayom Azal Lachem Ki Yom Sinai, as indicated, V'Hashem Romim V'Gidel Eschem B'Kibul HaTorah. Exactly what it says. Shetiyol Olam Segula Mikol Amim Lishmor Kol Mitzvosav, Ki Lachem Levadchem Yitein Torasa, that our Romamus Gedula, amazingly, is exactly the way that we are Meromeim Megadel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We add glory to God, Kaveyachol, by accepting His Torah, and God glorifies us by giving us the opportunity to keep His Torah, as opposed to all other people. That is what distinguishes us, that is what elevates us, that is what separates us. I think that itself is absolutely extraordinary, right? That the idea that the Romus of Dula of Klal Yisrael is not fundamentally a material category. It's not that we'll have the best army or the most noble laureates, though that's nice too. or the best Air Force, or the best music, right? The way that, or the win the most medals in the Olympics, the way that Hashem is meromem umegadalas, the way that we are ennobled and exalted is al yedei Kabbalah's HaTorah. So it's not just that there's a reciprocal bi-directional phenomenon here, Vashem hemircha hayom es Hashem hemarta hayom, but it's actually through the same mechanism. We elevate God through absolute fealty to his mitzvos, and beyond just what's absolutely commanded, but lalechas bidrachav, right? The Ramban says, hayasher v'yatov, right? Lefnim mishuras hadim, well, one would understand. But the mechanism in the opposite direction as well. How does Hashem elevate us? Again, not through material means, not through prestige, but through Kabbalah's HaTorah. That is the greatest nobility, that is the greatest keser that any people could carry.